Live on the Freak Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios.
Driven by General Tire.
And powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART.
Get cash fast when you need it.
It's Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio redefined.
What the hell?
With Kenny Sargent.
Paging Dr. Douchebag.
Crash Gladys.
Get in crash position.
And Statman.
Don't overdrive the car.
Here's the Freak.
Coming off Freak.
Well, as my good buddy Ray Slover says from Sporting News, deal with it, NASCAR fans. Jimmy Johnson, dude's one race from winning a record-tying seventh Cup championship, whether you like it or not. Speed Freaks on a Sunday night from the Lucas Oil Studios, at Speed Freaks on Twitter, on Facebook, the website speedfreaks.tv. Coming up in the show in minutes, we're going to hear from Jimmy Johnson. He'll be checking in with Speed Freaks. Also, John Force, funny car winner from Las Vegas. Dude's not in it for the countdown to win, but he can certainly stir things up, and he certainly did this afternoon in Las Vegas. 16-time NHRA funny car champion John Force joins us here in the Freak Nation Crasher.
And it's pretty much no John Force driver, no John Force racing driver is going to be able to win the funny car title this year, but Ron Capps, I don't want to jinx anything, and I'm not saying this to jinx anything, but he's up 86 points coming down to the final race in Pomona in a couple weeks. 86 points is his championship lead. Oh, man. Come on, Ronnie. He's the only driver in the NHRA, the entire NHRA, with more than 50 wins, yet to this point, no titles.
Statman, it was Gary Selzy. It was Ron Capps. Who was the other funny car driver? It was, again, when Selzy was in funny car, it came down to Pomona. 7 years ago, maybe, Capps was in line to win that championship and couldn't pull it off. I don't remember who the hell it was.
Was it Force?
Dell?
Damn it, I don't remember who it was, but it seems like it's a similar situation, Statman, where all Ron Capps has to do is go rounds.
All he's got to do is win, yeah. I don't know. I've got all the confidence in the world in Ron that when we had him on a couple of weeks ago from Hawaii, he sounded like a different man, and he sounded like he was ready to win a championship, and I'm sure that the entire drag racing community, even his competitors, would love to see it.
As I mentioned at the start of show, Freak Nation, coming up in minutes, Jimmy Johnson calling in to the Freak Nation Lucas Oil Studios. Let's get a little bit into that race. Martinsville, of course, it's not a race where you advance. I mean, you could advance if you win it to the final rounds with Phoenix and Homestead. But Jimmy Johnson goes out there and wins his ninth Martinsville race. His freaking ninth. He proved it again at Martinsville. Nine grandfather clocks. Got to ask him about where in the hell he's putting all those freaking grandfather clocks.
That's a lot. If you had them all in the same room and they all went off at the same time, that's madness. That would drive anybody crazy. So I'm hoping he has them in different homes.
What's great about him winning so many times at Martinsville, where it's more of an alley fight versus, something where you're dancing out on a track like Daytona or Talladega. Everybody says that Jimmy is this cool guy who's he's not worthy of the championships that he's won, that he's aloof and that he's off to the side and doesn't care. And he gets in every alley fight he gets into. There's guys coming out of there. Who is that guy? Somebody give me some help with this man. And I'm fighting five guys at once. He's an animal when he gets behind the wheel at a track like Martinsville, the paperclip, and he comes out ahead. I mean, that's Jimmy Johnson. That's the Jimmy Johnson we know.
If you follow NASCAR on Twitter, which many of you do, you'll see where there was some conversation in regards to Jimmy Johnson winning his race at Martinsville. Cynthia Belfit tweets, "Didn't watch much of the race because I knew it was going to be the Jimmy Johnson show. # not a fan of Jimmy." And AC tweets to NASCAR after NASCAR tweeted out a shot at history and it had a vine of Jimmy Johnson winning the race. AC's response to that was, "NASCAR, you think letting JJ get to seven is going to help your dying sport? It's comical."
Oh my Yeah, because letting Richard Petty get to seven and letting Dale Earnhardt Sr. get to seven ruin the sport, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, keep trying.
I'm trying to, Statman, maybe you can, Crasher, you can. I'm trying to put it into perspective for those who don't necessarily follow NASCAR that much. Of Jimmy Johnson, he's got six championships on his way. He's in the running for his seventh. Is there another sports star? You know, could it be, you know, Michael Jordan wasn't controversial. He was the greatest basketball player of his time, and many think of all time. But I'm trying to think of another athlete that's won as many championships as Jimmy Johnson that had that persona of not being the guy that's out there punching people in the face, dropping the double birds, that to many is somewhat perceived to be somewhat vanilla. Statman, does anybody come to mind?
No, the Michael Jordan comparison to me makes sense because he was, I don't know, aloof is maybe the wrong word, but he was kind of away from the crowd. But if you got up in his face, he was, yeah, okay, let's go at it. And you'd come away, where did all his blood come from? And Jimmy is just that kind of guy. If Jimmy was winning off-road races, people would build statues and carve new mountains for him. But because he left off-road and got into NASCAR, killing it in NASCAR, there's only two guys that have ever won seven championships. He's got six and the possibility of winning a seventh to join Richard Petty and Dale Earnhardt. So everybody who doesn't like him, go sit down. You're not really a NASCAR fan. You're just a fan of whoever you want to cheer for. This is history, and if you can't get behind history, you don't understand what's at stake.
Yeah, I've never really understood that. I kind of get, because I'm a Patriots hater, I kind of get, okay, a team wins so much that you grow to hate them, but when it does come to history being on the side of in your lifetime, you have to rethink things. You just absolutely have to. This is going to be amazing if you can say, yeah, I was alive and I saw that. And there are some people who can say, yeah, I saw Richard Petty get all seven of his titles and Dale Earnhardt Sr. get all seven of his and Jimmy Johnson get all seven of his. Hello? That's just awesome. If you can say that, you got to realize that's huge.
I like that comparison, Crasher. I like the Jimmy Johnson comparison to Tom Brady because Tom Brady comes with a little controversy.
Yes.
And we can't forget Jimmy Johnson and Chad Knaus have come with a little bit of controversy with issues with the setup of the car. They've been penalized before. They've been penalized big time. But Tom Brady, he's not out there beating up women. Jimmy Johnson's not out there beating up on women. And if you take out the controversy that they both have encountered, they're perceived to be somewhat straight-laced dudes, like to party and have a good time, but they're not out there with the red lights behind them every time with cops picking them up, Statman.
I just like the idea that everybody's talking about how aloof he is, and he gets in this alley fight at Martinsville, and he's won, what, nine times?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, that tells you who he is. He gets, like, I hate this term, but he gets up on the wheel, and what are you going to do about it? There's nothing you can do about it. You know, I mean, he stretches the envelope. Why don't you stretch the envelope and beat him? He's out there, and I'm his biggest fan. I would remember when we were having to pick at the beginning of the year, I picked it until you wouldn't let me pick him anymore because I'm his biggest fan. I love Jimmy Johnson.
Wait, did you pick Jimmy Johnson at the beginning of the year to win this year's title?
No, because I'd pick him every year, and that made people get tired of that. You know, I'd just pick him. I'd Jimmy Johnson against the field, just like Tiger. When Tiger was great, you pick Tiger against the field. I would pick Jimmy against the field every year because I think he's worthy of that. He's one of the best that's ever done it. And he's won six and like five in a row. And that's never been done. He's one of the best to ever done it.
Now we know, though, why Jimmy hasn't won the title in the last couple of years. It's because Statman picked him. Now, when Statman takes his jinx off of Jimmy and he doesn't pick Jimmy to win, hey, we might be on to number seven.
Wait a minute. We're supposed to have the freak mojo. Now you're going to say we ain't got the mojo no more?
It's kind of like a reverse jinx, yeah.
Yeah. All right, phone lines are ringing. I believe it's Jimmy Johnson checking in with the freaks.
Jimmy Johnson joining the freaks. Jimmy, with all these granddaddy clocks you got from winning Martinsville, where are you putting all nine of these things?
I've got an awesome man cave that they're hanging out in. So there's lots of room in there, so we can put a bunch more.
How does a guy that's won so many alarm clocks and trophies as yourself, how does each one become that much more special for you?
I mean, they're so hard to win. So, you know, I think the first couple wins, you're just kind of in shock, in a sense, that you've been able to get them. And then as time goes on, you definitely savor them. You know, it's such a challenging racetrack, and so many things can go against you that I guess you just savor it more as time goes on and realize the issues that could pop up.
You know, Jimmy, you brought something up in Victory Lane when you were being interviewed there about how who would have known when I was driving in the Busch Series, driving around in 14th, that here we would be possibly maybe sort of vying for seven championships. And it made me think, you know, a lot of people in this absolute immediate gratification world don't realize that, yes, you did work your butt off to get to where you are. It's not like you just instantly became six-time, hopefully soon to be seven-time champion. Can you talk a little bit about that, your journey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's certainly been a long one. I mean, I started racing dirt bikes at five. My grandparents owned a motorcycle shop, and my dad was still is probably one of the biggest race fans on the planet. So my early you know, racing was definitely all on dirt. So two wheels with motocross, supercross style stuff. And then my dad had a big love for sprint cars and midgets. So went all up and down the West Coast watching lots of sprint cars and midgets race, and then found my way into some stadium off-road racing and some desert off-road racing. And then through my off-road days, was able to get connected with Chevrolet. And they started guiding me and really introducing me to team owners and helping me kind of open up my networking. And through all of that, I was able to meet Stan and Randy Herzog out of St. Joseph, Missouri, who I ended up driving for in the Busch Series. But prior to that, I ran a few years for them in the off-road and then in the ASA Series. And then we started in Busch together. So what Jeff Gordon and Rick Hendrick saw, and then the folks at Lowe's way back then when I was running 14th or 15th, I don't know, but I'm so thankful they did, and thankful to, you know, pay them back with all the success.
Abso-freaking-lutely. It's incredible what those of us watching NASCAR in this decade or two, what we're witnessing. And again, I don't want to jinx anything, but fingers crossed we go to see another one. But I remember being with you in the Budweiser limousine in Los Angeles with one of the Busch championships. And I forget who else was in the limousine with us, but I remember somebody going, keep your eye on this guy, this Jimmy Johnson guy. And you just laughed. And I'm like, all right, I'll keep my eye on him. Boom.
Probably because I was overserved in that limo.
I don't think so.
I was out there in like 10th one year and 8th the other year. I was just having a big time out in Beverly Hills.
But the key there is you meant something to people, whether it was your marketing skills, your driving skills, whatever. You meant something. People liked you, and they knew you were going to go far based on who you were. That's key right there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I've it seems like everything came easy when you drive for Hendrick. You know, there's certainly something that the perception that comes with that, which, you know, I'll take it. But it certainly wasn't an easy road. I mean, my mom was a school bus driver. My dad was a heavy equipment operator. They could afford dirt bikes. They couldn't afford anything with four wheels. And to have it, you know, the long journey to get here is pretty, pretty cool to reflect back on.
Jimmy Johnson, Martinsville winner, joining the Freaks, joining Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. It's incredible to see you with your daughters in Victory Lane, and it's even more incredible to me that I have a 2.5-year-old sitting on my lap. Tell me how that's changed you as a driver. Are you more careful? Is your outlook better? What is it?
No, and inside the car, I can't say there's been any moments that go through my mind that, you know, other than racing and trying to take care of the job at hand. But, you know, during the week, and, you know, everybody says it too, you know, when you have kids, your purpose in life changes and maybe you become more aware of it. And that's definitely the case for me. You know, I don't leave the house unless I have to, and it's really all racing-related things. And I'm much more structured and organized now just so I can balance it all and spend the time with my family, be with my girls, and then obviously spend the time I need to work on the racing side. But it's only made life better. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed this experience, and to have a 6 and 3 year old and to see the pride in their eyes and you know, for today is really cool. But just watching them grow, watching them achieve things, it's been a wild experience.
Jimmy Johnson, your Martinsville winner. Just one more question, Jimmy. Working with a family and a team like the Hendrick Motorsports team, how did that prepare you, working with that family, for becoming a family man of your own?
You know, it's really just been a feeling like home for me since I started at Hendrick. I was very close with Ricky Hendrick, so I felt like I had a good sense of what went on at the company. Obviously, after working there for a short period of time, I realized how much bigger, you know, how much that really was the culture of Hendrick Motorsports, and it is a family-run company, and Rick does treat everyone that way. So it's a safe place, and it's really allowed me to be myself and to use the resources at hand. You know, certainly there is pressure, but it comes in a familiar way for me from Rick. It's like a family member or a father figure putting pressure on me to do the best that I can. So it's really the right environment for me, and I'm very blessed to be there.
All right, Dad, before we let you go, what are your daughters going as when they trick-or-treat tomorrow night for Halloween?
Yeah, we'll have a big time. So we have a birthday cake for Lydia, and then Evie's going to be Alice.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
Normally, our oldest picks things out, and I'm without a costume right now, so we're going to make a stop tomorrow midday and see what's left in the costume store.
Nice.
Jimmy Johnson could go as Dale Earnhardt Jr.
There you go.
Hey, Jimmy, as always, man, we appreciate your time joining Speed Freaks over the years. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Got it.
See you guys.
Yeah. There he goes. Jimmy Johnson.
Not too shabby.
No. Anytime you can get the six-timer, eventual seven-timer in the Freak Nation, ain't bad. If you miss any of that, Jimmy Johnson, we'll replay it next hour for you. Also have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. We got Crash Gladys Pit News and Notes brought to you by our good friends at CatSpot, catspotlitter.com. Crash Gladys.
Well, you just heard Jimmy Johnson keeping his title hopes alive. Now with his ninth win at Martinsville, he is guaranteed to be one of the final four vying for the title in Homestead coming up. Lewis Hamilton also kept his title hopes alive with the Formula One race in Mexico taking that win. Don't count Lewis out yet. And okay, since we're on this topic of keeping title hopes alive, Johnny Sauter took the win in the Truck Series this weekend in Martinsville. Now he is one of the four to battle for the title when they come down to Homestead. Woo! One guy did wrap the title this weekend. It was Antron Brown, your Top Fuel now two-time consecutive? I need to look that up. Antron Brown. Now, go ahead, Stat.
It's two in a row, but it's his third in 5 years.
Wow. Antron Brown wrapping up the title in Las Vegas. NHRA still has one more race to go. We just talked about it at the top of the show. Ron Capps has the biggest lead of the other classes that are left. Ron Capps is 86 points up on the field. Whew, 19 points separate Jason Lyon and Greg Anderson with the Pro Stock title. And in Pro Stock Motorcycle, there's a tie at the top. A tie going into Pomona between Andrew Hines and Eddie Craigwick. Oh, your winners today from Las Vegas? Steve Torrance in Top Fuel, John Force in Funny Car, Shane Gray in Pro Stock, Jerry Savoie in Pro Stock Motorcycle. John Force, what, 16-time champion? We will talk to him as today's winner in Vegas next.
Crash Class Pit News and Notes brought to you by Cat Spot Litter, catspotlitter.com. Totally organic, that's 100% organic and delivered to your door for only $15 a month. Weighs about 4 pounds a box. And again, you can finish up with your litter and then throw it on your lawn, it being 100% organic, made from coconuts. John Force, next. Speed Freaks Pits and Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined. Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Hey, cat people. Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me? Tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to CatSpotLitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hi, Dave Despain here to tell you transmissions are one of the most complicated and expensive components in your car or truck. Don't let leaks and low fluid make a bad situation even worse. Use Lucas Transmission Fix in your older car's transmission to stop slipping, hesitation, and rough shifting. Lucas Transmission Fix, specially formulated to make your automatic transmission perform like new. Oh, and it actually eliminates most leaks. It also works on your light-duty manual transmissions to increase shifting ease and transmission life. Shift your problem to Lucas Transmission Fix.
Hey, it's Kenny Sargent, and for over 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle and your adventure. From the ultra-high-performance G-Max AS03 to the all-new Grabber X3 for extreme mud, dirt, and rock, General Tire has a tire that will get you there. Between September 1st and October 15th, receive a Visa rebate card for up to $70 with the purchase of four qualifying General Tires. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. Remember, with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAV-TV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
You're listening to
Speed Freaks
Motorsports Radio Redefined.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
If you want to make a move, then you better come in. It's just ability, that reason that we're so thin. Living and dying and the stories that are true. Sink or do a collapse, knowing when you're through.
Black or white shoes, black hat, Cadillac, yeah. The boys are time bomb. Black or white.
You're back with Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Crash Gladys, Statman, Kenny Sargent, at Speed Freaks on Twitter. And, of course, the website, speedfreaks.tv. I picked up the phone, and this sumbitch said, I ain't dead yet. John Force, 16-time world champion funny car driver, 147 wins, your big funny car winner in Las Vegas. And you're damn street, you're not dead yet.
Pretty exciting, this young team I've got. And, you know, we've been trying to turn this corner with these little hot rods where we could run with, you know, with the guys in the points lead, and we ain't going to win it. I was mad. I told them at the other end, I want to recount on these points. I thought if I could win, I could catch caps. It's a force never look how far back you are. But that's my mindset. And I said, I still want to recount. And they said, you ain't getting it. And I said, then I'm building a wall between me and Schumacher next week at the next race.
It's rigged, okay, John Force. Little, it's rigged.
It's rigged.
A little political. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. My mic. Somebody messed with my mic.
No. We're here. We got you. You happy bastard.
Political jokes. I won't go there. That ain't funny.
9 days, dude. We thought we'd get no politics on the show tonight. 9 days. Thanks a lot, John. Kidding.
I'm sorry. No, a great weekend. My daughter and I in the final. Her with Traxxas, me with Pete, Annie Freeze and Coolant and Lucas and Monster Auto Club. God bless everybody that takes care of us. Got some good old hot rods now, and we'll just see where it takes us.
Now, John, I saw on Twitter where Graham Rahal was asking you, of course, Graham Rahal, your daughter's husband, Courtney's husband, he was asking you before the final, please don't ruin my night. He said, my wife will get moody. Happy wife, happy life. Dude, you didn't oblige.
I told him, don't talk about my daughter, about the nighttime with her. She's my daughter.
Is that seriously what you said?
Yeah, I told him, I don't hear about what you think's going to happen here later. I'm going out here to fight the fight at my age. She did a great job. Thorough race car. We were right there running 80s. And I got the win. She still left on me. That's why I love her, just like her papa. But we're going to stay here and test all day. We got SEAM all week. And then my young crew chief, John Schaefer, getting married in Georgia. I'm flying there Friday. And then we come back for Pomona and it starts all over.
John Force, a 16-time funny car champion and winner today in Las Vegas. John, that win came over Courtney, your daughter. You can't tell me that when you line up in the final against Courtney that you have a different attitude about racing her with the money on the table.
Well, you can't lose. So, but you got to find that energy. You got to get up. And because she goes after it, she'll set on it. She'll make me stage first. She's just like me. And she's stubborn, but that's what I love about her. Does a great job for Traxxas and that Chevrolet and all the sponsors, you know, and we're turning the corner. PPG came on board with us, and you know, we're turning the corner with these sponsors, Mac Tool. you know, putting this whole, putting the band back together, so to speak. And like I said, we ain't going to get it. It'll be down to Caps, who's got a pretty good lead, but Tommy Johnson still got a shot. But we're going to be in the fight right there at Pomona at Auto Club Raceway.
Who you got your money on, John Force? Who wins the Funny Car Championship?
Boy, Caps got a little bit of a run. Tommy Johnson, he's been fast. You know, he's been winning, you know, going rounds and winning races. But, you know, I really like Ron Caps. If one of us can't win it, he's been there so many times. He's already a champion to me. He's already won in my books. But I got to focus on us winning. But he'd probably be the one that I'd root for, but he's already a champion. You know, he's won. He's second most in wins in history. And then I think it's Tony Pettregon and then Robert Height. And of course, I'm in the lead. Lucky me. See, at Austin Coyle gave me my start, and these young kids are taking me to the next stage.
You are in the lead, and it's just, it's incredible. Like Kenny said, he picked up the phone with you, and John Forrest, you said, I ain't dead yet. What you're doing is absolutely phenomenal for sports in general. How do we get mainstream people to understand this?
Well, I tell them, get off the couch. You know, it don't matter how old you are. I'm 67, but, when I crashed in 07, that's probably what saved my career, even though it broke me up real bad, and I was in rehab. You know, it changed my lifestyle, and I'm in the gym. I used to joke I was in the bar every night for 2 hours, now I'm in the gym. But the point is, right now, Ron Armstrong started on a study with me, a month ago, and he talked to guys at Brigham Young and at Clemson, and they're doing a study on athletes, and they were kind of like, wait a minute, how old is this guy? But the stuff we've been learning, that I can do this at my age and longer. So, I'm Pete loves me. I'm staying with these guys, and I'm going to be racing a long time. And today, just to be able to perform with the young kids, I feed off of Hagen and Cap and my daughter and Robert Height and Worsham. I mean, they're all the future. But man, I grab that energy. They're going to put me in my place, and I just mentally say I'm not going to allow it. And they're great athletes. A lot of people say we're not athletes, and I'm not going to get into argue that. I believe we are, even at my age.
John Force, tell me more about this study with Ron Armstrong. They said they were surprised at your age and your ability to get things done in the driver's seat. Give me some specifics. What did they tell you about your ability to get the job done as a 16-time champion?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I'm trying to learn, mainly about reaction. In other words, you look at the age from 6 years old to 12 and 15 to 18 and 25 to 30, 35 to 45, 60 to 70, they don't say that the mind gets any slower. That don't happen. Now, you can lose vision. Okay, that can hurt you for reaction. You can lose body muscle, for reaction of responding to that. When you see that light come down, your eyes can go bad. There's so many things that go wrong. But the brain doesn't really change. In fact, they claim, unless you've had a problem or something, but the brain actually gets better because they call it experience. And I'm just in the middle of a study, got so much stuff to read, half the words I don't understand. I'm going back to college. You know, it's pretty cool. But just the things about response that, hell, I never knew, but you take a person that, it would take me hours to try to give you some and I'd just be confused. But a person that's blind, they know that they have real good senses for smell and feel. And yet they're blind because they got to feel it. They got to hear it. And so what they hear is so much better. You know what I'm saying? Because their senses have to work for them since they can't see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. So the things that I've learned in my time, that my senses are really programmed. I learned that they had said, in the brain, why don't you wear earplugs? The guy said, that's unheard of. Everybody wears earplugs with that kind of noise. And I said, no, I want to hear my motor. And they said, yeah, but the brain is getting all that noise. I said, yeah, but that noise don't bother me. It's just noise. But it is to your brain because your brain is trying to process it. So get rid of the noise. It's just something else the brain don't have to think about. You've done it so long. You know, you take and put a gun up next to somebody's ear and you shoot it. They'll jump backflip. And yet, same thing with the race car. But I don't because I've listened to it so long. So they plugged my ears. and a lot of different stuff I'm doing, wearing monitors on my arms and on my wrist. They're putting me into the computers in the race car to see where my, not blood pressure, they want to know heartbeat, okay? And they want to know how fast that I'm functioning. See, I told you I'll be talking here for an hour. I know nothing about what I'm talking about.
It's amazing,
but it's working,
though.
It's working.
So John Force, again, your winner from Las Vegas, funny car winner, when your wife Lori's talking to you, do you put your earplugs in?
Yeah. So let me tell you something. After I beat her daughter, she said, good job, dear. But I could see it in her eyes. She loves those kids. You know, Brittany's in the fight with Monster and Monster Energy and of course, me with Peak, like I said. Courtney with Traxxas, Robert with Auto Club. And we're having a ball. And the crowds have been unbelievable, just amazing, sold out here in Vegas. You know, the TV package, NHRA, they're working hard. They're making changes. Peter said if anything's wrong, the president of NHRA, he'll fix it. There's a lot of people talking about things, but the ratings are going up, and that's important. And the rest of it, I'll leave it to him to figure out. He's doing a good job, great job.
John Force, again, your winner from Las Vegas. 147 wins for John Force, funny car winner. And John, what?
I'm going after Petty, only got to go to 250. I won't live that long.
Dude, you just keep winning. You just keep winning.
Hey, Forcey, it's always greatness when you roll here in the Freak Nation. We'll be out at SEMA as well. Hopefully we'll stumble over you, all right, buddy?
Well, give me, let's chat. Love your show. You guys bring a breath of fresh air. You know, the fans, they love it. And what you guys do, you talk the talk, you walk the walk. And that's what I love about you. And thank you. I'm trying to get to a dinner with some sponsors tonight. And thank you for letting me come on early on your show. Tell the fans of your nation, they call it, that we love you.
Right on, Johnny. Thank you, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
And we could put John Force in that conversation we were having with Jimmy Johnson, how we've been able to witness something that we will never see in our lifetime.
We'll never again see.
Well, yeah. In both cases, right. I'm comfortable in saying this. In my lifetime, I'll never see a NASCAR driver win 6 championships, much less 7 if Jimmy Johnson does. Okay?
Yeah.
I didn't see Richard Petty do that. I didn't see it. But I've seen Jimmy Johnson. I was alive when Richard Petty did, but I didn't see it.
You didn't absorb it. Yeah. Right.
I've seen John Force win all 16. When we started Speed Freaks, he may have, what was he, 3 or 4 into running Statman? Do you know?
That's a good call. So 2000.
Yeah. He had more than that.
He did have more than 4.
For some reason, 11 comes to mind, but he had more than 3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah, it's just these are two dudes. John Force, 6. I don't care how you feel about drag racing. It's only 4 seconds. It's 4. I don't care what you think about it. Just the fact that one dude can play at such a high level, such a long time, and win 16 championships continues to kick the ass of young people, young men and women.
Yeah, I'm stoked to see the results
kids.
of this study that they're doing on him and other athletes. I'm intrigued by that. Very intrigued.
Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Did you miss the John Force interview? We'll have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Jimmy Johnson joined us in the first segment. We'll hear from him again coming up next hour. But next, there's a local sports writer that put out an interesting article that if you insert the name NASCAR in the place of the National Football League, the story and the current state of its economy seems to be succinct. I'll explain that next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
So you're driving something big or small that demands synthetic oils. Then you need to add Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer with each oil change, which won't be that often, as Lucas's special formula increases oil life up to 50% longer, all while reducing heat and wear in your car or truck's engine. You'll find increased power and fuel economy as well. If it spins, heats, shifts, or turns, you need Lucas Pure Synthetic Oil Stabilizer.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance. And that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits at hashtag Grabber. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Now everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV-TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV-TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV-TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV-TV is motorsports.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind the scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsports' biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, Redefined.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California.
dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Come up. Yeah. We gotta turn the bass up on this one. Check it. Since 1516.
This segment brought to our good friends at Continental Tire. To find the righteous rubber for your righteous ride, go to ContinentalTire.com. ContinentalTire.com for what you do. Coming up next hour, we'll hear from your NASCAR Martinsville Cup winner. Jimmy Johnson will be in here. Last hour, we had John Force. Did you miss that? Well, no, we're not. Last segment, we had John Force. You go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. We'll have it up there for you tomorrow morning. Now, I mentioned going into break how there's an article that was written by a local sports writer here in Phoenix that there were a lot of similarities that he was writing in regards to the National Football League and their continued decline in ratings. And if you insert NASCAR into a number of his sentences, his paragraphs, in the place of the National Football League, it seems to make a little sense. Because it seems as if what the National Football League is going through this season, NASCAR started to go through 4 or 5 years ago in the declining ratings and so forth. So let me read some of this. The NFL has a crack in its shield, all right? NASCAR may have a crack in its logo. Repairs require humility, a new commissioner, and a long, hard look in the mirror. Now, the gift has become the given. I'm reading this verbatim. The current ratings decline in professional football, or NASCAR, reflect nearly a 12% decline across the board, with even greater losses in the NFL's three primetime franchises. Rationalizations include the presidential election, players who protest, and the national anthem, which I think many of us, this is me just pontificating, that assuming that can be fairly egregious, dangerous, that that's the reason why the ratings are there. But he goes on to say, here's the truth. While the league has been reigning king of American sports for 44 years, since the first Gallup poll in 72, it does not have the product to sustain aggressive attempts to saturate the market. There are not enough good teams, compelling stories. The advent of gimmick offenses in college football have led to the generation of quarterbacks unprepared to flourish in the National Football League. See what I'm saying? And I'm not saying he's right. All I'm saying is this is a dude that doesn't follow NASCAR like we do, but it sounds like Statman, he's he's writing a summary of where NASCAR's been going over the last...
Over the last decade, I would say. Because, yeah, we've talked many years over NASCAR's feeder system and how there's really not a good lifeline from the trucks and the Xfinity series up to Cup. I mean, the last couple of years, we've seen some rookies. But there was a year, maybe just 5 years ago, where there were zero rookies in the Cup series. So, interesting.
One of the things that interested me, I looked last week and I was just flipping around the dial. And this is a great time of the year when practically all sports are in activity. I noticed that the NBA, when you look at an NBA game, there's constant activity. There's constant motion. No matter who's playing, whether it's the Warriors, the Cavaliers, or the Pacers and the Bulls. When you look at a football game, you get some activity and then it's down for about a minute. About 5 seconds of activity is down for 2 minutes. In a NASCAR race, in a lot of motor racing,
It just drones on and on and on. And it dawned on me that millennials are attracted to the NBA because of all the activity. And it's over in a couple hours. And they have stars. And they have storylines, heroes and villains. And in most of the other sports, they don't have that kind of drama. It goes on for days and days and days. And they want you all to cheer for all the drivers. There's no heroes and villains like there used to be. So I think those are one of the things that, those are a couple of the things that NASCAR has got to improve on if it's going to attract people. You got to have more action, slower, shorter races, and some heroes and villains to build drama.
The Bush brothers aren't villains? Kevin Harvick's not a villain?
They don't promote them as villains. They want you to, I know people that think Harvick walks on water. So, you know, that it's just not a, they're not villains. You know, and then everybody looks, there are more people that think Jimmy Johnson is a villain than think that Kevin Harvick is a villain.
Which, so, he's clearly a good guy. Yeah, he's not the villain.
So there's no drama. There's no reason to look at it and cheer. And one of the things that I learned in a book that was written years ago said the first rule of all sports promotion said it's got to matter who wins and loses the races. And who wins and loses the event. And if you look at motor racing, there's not a lot of, that race 15, who cares? Even now in the midst of the playoffs, there's not a lot of drama. So I think those are some of the things that NASCAR has got to consider. The first being, you've got to get the races shorter so that the people can look at it in a couple hours and be all done with it. That's one of the things that I appreciate about Formula One is that they have a two-hour time limit on the race. Most of the races are like an hour and a half, less than 2 hours. They need that in NASCAR.
One of the other things that this writer stated in this article was, today the National Football League, and again, you can insert NASCAR, seems lost in how to empower, discipline, and govern a game that is ultimately decided by its players. In other words, the racers. And you can get back to some of the conversation that Statman was having when you have three and a half, sometimes four-hour races on TV. You have 30-plus races. Again, it matters who wins that race in regards to the tail end of the chase or getting into the chase. In July in baseball, oh, my God. I mean, right now, with playoff baseball and World Series baseball, it matters who wins and loses. To me, it doesn't make crap in baseball. Ultimately, it does, yeah. But in August, it doesn't matter. In basketball,
July and August are kind of throwaway months.
I don't start watching basketball until freaking April.
So the winter is a throwaway.
And even basketball's playoffs, where you've got 16 teams in the playoffs, it's like, oh, hell, man.
The playoffs go on for a month, don't they? That is too long.
Absolutely. It goes on for a quarter of the season, Crash.
No, it's absolutely, that's part of the value of, excuse me, it's part of the value of the NFL. There's only 16. They're halfway through the season already, and they just started last Tuesday. So, it happens every – it matters who wins and loses every game. And like you said, with baseball, 162 games, come on. I mean, there's no basis in reality for that today. None.
Yeah,
none.
Yeah. Give me Jacksonville and the Titans – on a Thursday night, baby.
Those mustard uniforms.
Oh.
Jacksonville was so bad last. I mean, for all the people in Jacksonville who are listening, they got to understand that the team is not. You got to have something vested in the cheering for them. The team just, they were terrible.
Coming up next hour, we're going to hear from your NASCAR Sprint Cup Martinsville winner, Jimmy Johnson, punching his ticket to Homestead. He'll be joining us next hour. Did you miss the John Force interview about 20 minutes ago? We'll have it up on the website at speedfreaks.tv. And, of course, we'll end the show with what we typically do here in the Freak Nation. It's Not Much Motorsports. You follow us on Twitter at speedfreaks. We're there on Facebook. And, again, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Coming up, Jimmy Johnson, Not Much Motorsports, and more Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
If the grind, whine, and squeal of your vehicle's power steering makes you cringe every time you reach for the wheel, then grab Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak. Lucas's unique formula fixes most worn rack and pinions, pumps, and gearboxes, making them perform like new. Using Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak, you'll find it eliminates squeals, seal leaks, and rough spots. And it's 100% guaranteed, so there's no reason to use anything but Lucas Power Steering Stop Leak.
Hey, it's Crasher. You've been hearing me talk about Cat Spot, the 100% organic cat litter that eliminates odors and absorbs better than any nasty clay litter you've ever used. Forget about going to the store to pick up heavy bags of litter. Cat Spot litter is delivered monthly for free to your door. But did you also know that when you're done with your shipment, you just dump it out on your lawn? Cat Spot litter seconds as an absorbent soil. It's made exclusively of coconut shells, zero chemicals added. So be kind to your cats, your lawn, and our landfills. Make the change now. CatSpotLitter.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's Vroom.com.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. Vroom.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to LucasOil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
You're listening to Speed Freaks Motorsport Defined.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now. 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Radio Network, broadcasting from the Lucas Oil Studios, driven by General Tire and powered by 1-800-LOAN-MART. Get cash fast when you need it. It's Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio redefined, with Kenny Sargent.
We love to party.
Crash Gladys.
What are we doing for the bachelorette party?
And Stepman.
I am serious.
Here's the Freaks.
Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. How you doing, man? Second hour, Speed Freaks, Lucas Oil Studios. Last hour, John Force was part of it. We'll have it up on our website at speedfreaks.tv. Coming up in minutes, Jimmy Johnson will join us, your NASCAR Martinsville winner. He'll be in here. We had a pretty good conversation last segment in regards to ratings and a number of issues with the National Football League that seems to be somewhat similar to what NASCAR has gone through and continues to go through. Again, the website, speedfreaks.tv. Statman, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. One of the things that we were talking about again specifically were the ratings and how across the board they're down in the National Football League. And I'm trying to find out, Crasher, what the ratings were for the Titans game Thursday night specifically.
Oh, that game was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, we typically find out all the NHRA ratings come Monday, come Tuesday. I mean, tonight, I think the NFL is going to get crushed by the World Series. I just see...
No way.
You really
I'll
don't think so.
I'll take that bet.
Okay, let's bet.
I'll take that bet. When you say crushed...
Okay, maybe not crushed.
No.
But I think the World Series, it's the freaking Cubs.
It's not. It's not even going to beat the National Football League. It's not.
The first game of this World Series, game one, had record ratings.
Okay.
And I think tonight, when it is on the line now, it's win for the Indians and they're done. It's win for the Cubs because that's all they have left.
Crasher, who's playing tonight? For the NFL.
Your beloved Cowboys.
I'm not saying it because they're my beloved Cowboys, but the Cowboys are the most popular team in the National Football League.
Yet I don't see Cowboys trending on Twitter. I see hashtag fly Eagles fly.
I'm telling you, man. Statman, how much do you think the Cowboys will beat the Cubs and the Cleveland Indians tonight?
I don't know.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! Oh, man.
I think it's going to be close. I really think it's going to be close because it is the World Series, and this is just another football game, even though it is the Cowboys. And the Cleveland is on the verge of winning their first championship in 68 years. And the Cubs have to win in order to keep their hope of winning their first championship in 108. And again, even though Sunday Night Football is the number one sports ratings thing on television, and many times it's the number one rated TV show of the week, I still think it's going to be very, very close, if not leaning towards the World Series tonight.
This goes exactly back to what Statman was saying just 10 minutes ago, saying that the number one rule of sports promotion is it's got to matter who wins and who loses. Tonight, it matters more who wins and loses the World Series than it does Sunday Night Football with an NFC East game. It absolutely matters more who wins the World Series, Kenny. I'm sorry, I know your Cowboys are a part of this game, and yes, they are the most popular team in the NFL, but the World Series game tonight matters more than Sunday Night Football.
Sports dominated the night and Thursday cable ratings with the National Football League Network's coverage of the game between the Tennessee Titans and the Jacksonville Jaguars, grabbing the top spot with a 1.8 rating.
Oh, my God, that has to be their lowest ever.
In adults, 18 to 49. It was the first Thursday game of the season airing solely on cable. The network's pre- and post-game specials continued to grab consistent .7s for the second week in a row.
Are we talking NFL or IndyCar? That's shocking. That is shocking.
What's shocking is that you could find that many people who watch that game. And I'm a Cleveland Browns fan. So if you can't find, I just couldn't bring myself to watch the Jacksonville Jaguars. I mean, it was wow.
At Speed Freaks on Twitter and the website, speedfreaks.tv, coming up in just minutes. Jimmy Johnson will be joining us in here. You got your stat man, Scat. Some good news coming out of Global Rallycross that Statman seems to think is, again, last time Statman mentioned the Global Rallycross, it wasn't so much good news.
But it was 2 weeks ago.
Okay, well, there's not a whole lot of good things that come out of Statman's mouth that are fantastic about Global Rallycross.
At least in the last year and a half. Before that, let's be serious, because they were on an upward trend. Things were going pretty well for the series, and then it just kind of flattened out for this, I'd say, the last year and a half or so.
Okay. Well, Statman has that coming up in his Statman's Gap. But first, Jimmy Johnson, your NASCAR Sprint Cup winner from Martinsville, joined us earlier here in the Freak Nation. Jimmy Johnson joining the Freaks. Jimmy, with all these granddaddy clocks you got from winning Martinsville, where are you putting all nine of these things?
I've got an awesome man cave that they're hanging out in. So there's lots of room in there, so we can put a bunch more.
How does a guy that's won so many alarm clocks and trophies as yourself, how does each one become that much more special for you?
They're so hard to win. So, and I think the first couple wins, you're just kind of in
and shock in a sense that you've been able to get them. And then as time goes on, you definitely savor them. You know, it's such a challenging racetrack, and so many things can go against you that I guess you just savor it more as time goes on and realize the issues that could pop up.
You know, Jimmy, you brought something up in Victory Lane when you were being interviewed there about how who would have known when I was driving in the Busch Series, driving around in 14th, that here we would be possibly maybe sort of vying for 7 championships. And it made me think. You know, a lot of people in this absolute immediate gratification world don't realize that, yes, you did work your butt off to get to where you are. It's not like you just instantly became 6-time, hopefully soon to be 7-time champion. Can you talk a little bit about that, your journey?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's certainly been a long one. I mean, I started racing dirt bikes at 5. My grandparents owned a motorcycle shop, and my dad was probably one of the biggest race fans on the planet. So my early racing was definitely all on dirt, so 2 wheels with motocross, supercross style stuff. And then my dad had a big love for sprint cars and midgets, so I went all up and down the West Coast watching lots of sprint cars and midgets race, and then found my way into some stadium off-road racing and some desert off-road racing. And then through my off-road days, I was able to get connected with Chevrolet. And they started guiding me and really introducing me to team owners and helping me kind of open up my networking. And through all of that, I was able to meet Stan and Randy Herzog out of St. Joseph, Missouri, who I ended up driving for in the Busch Series. But prior to that, I ran a few years for them in the off-road and then in the ASA Series. And then we started in Busch together. So what Jeff Gordon and Rick Hendrick saw, and then the folks at Lowe's way back then when I was running 14th or 15th, I don't know, but I'm so thankful they did, and thankful to, you know, pay them back with all the success.
Abso-freaking-lutely. It's just, it's incredible what those of us watching NASCAR in this decade or two, what we're witnessing. And again, I don't want to jinx anything, but fingers crossed we go to see another one. But I remember being with you in the Budweiser limousine in Los Angeles with one of the Busch championships. And I forget who else was in the limousine with us, but I remember somebody going, keep your eye on this guy, this Jimmy Johnson guy. And you just laughed. And I'm like, all right, I'll keep my eye on him. Boom.
Probably because I was overserved in that limo.
I don't think so.
I was
everybody
out there in like 10th one year and 8th the other year. I was just having a big time out in Beverly Hills.
But the key there is you meant something to people, whether it was your marketing skills, your driving skills, whatever. You meant something. People liked you, and they knew you were going to go far based on who you were. That's key right there.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it seems like everything came easy when you drive for Hendrick. You know, there's certainly something that the perception that comes with that, which, you know, I'll take it. But it certainly wasn't an easy road. I mean, my mom was a school bus driver. My dad was a heavy equipment operator. They could afford dirt bikes. They couldn't afford anything with 4 wheels. And to have it, you know, the long journey to get here is pretty, pretty cool to reflect back on.
Jimmy Johnson, Martinsville winner, joining the Freaks, joining Speed Freaks, Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent. It's incredible to see you with your daughters in Victory Lane, and it's even more incredible to me that I have a 2.5-year-old sitting on my lap. Tell me how that's changed you as a driver. Are you more careful? Is your outlook better? What is it?
No, and inside the car, I can't say there's been any moments that go through my mind that, you know, other than racing and trying to take care of the job at hand. But, you know, during the week, and, you know, everybody says it too, you know, when you have kids, your purpose in life changes and maybe you become more aware of it. And that's definitely the case for me. You know, I don't leave the house unless I have to, and it's really all racing related things. And I'm much more structured and organized now just so I can balance it all and spend the time with my family, be with my girls, and then obviously spend the time I need to work on the racing side. But it's only made life better. I mean, I've thoroughly enjoyed this experience, and to have a 6- and 3-year-old and to see the pride in their eyes and, you know, for today is really cool. But just watching them grow, watching them achieve things, it's been a wild experience.
Jimmy Johnson, your Martinsville winner. Just one more question, Jimmy. Working with a family and a team like the Hendrick Motorsports team, how did that prepare you, working with that family, for becoming a family man of your own?
You know, it's really just been a feeling like home for me since I started at Hendrick.
I was very close with Ricky Hendrick, so I felt like I had a good sense of what went on at the company. Obviously, after working there for a short period of time, I realized how much bigger, how much that really was the culture of Hendrick Motorsports, and it is a family-run company, and Rick does treat everyone that way. So it's a safe place, and it's really allowed me to be myself and to use the resources at hand. Certainly there is pressure, but it comes in a familiar way for me from Rick. It's like a family member or a father figure putting pressure on me to do the best that I can. So it's really the right environment for me, and I'm very blessed to be there.
All right, Dad, before we let you go, what are your daughters going as when they trick-or-treat tomorrow night for Halloween?
Yeah, we'll have a big time. So we have a birthday cake for Lydia, and then Evie's going to be Alice.
What about Jimmy Johnson?
Normally, our oldest picks things out, and I'm without a costume right now, so we're going to make a stop tomorrow midday and see what's left in the costume store.
Nice.
Jimmy Johnson can go as Dale Earnhardt Jr.
There you go.
Hey, Jimmy, as always, man, we appreciate your time joining Speed Freaks over the years. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Got it.
See you guys.
What's also so cool about Jimmy Johnson and his search for his seventh title is guy is doing it still at, I'm going to say, such a young age, but at a younger age. He's not in his mid to late 40s chasing this thing. He's not Dale Earnhardt Sr.'s age chasing number eight like Dale Earnhardt Sr. was. And frankly, my memory doesn't serve me correctly here because I don't remember Statman Crash that Dale Earnhardt Sr. was at the top of his game prior to his passing.
He could still win.
Yeah.
I mean, he was going for the, well, he wasn't really going for the win. He was going for his team to get the win in the Daytona 500 back in 2001. But yeah, he was definitely still winning. Did he have another title in him? That's just a speculatory conversation. Who knows? By the way, Jimmy Johnson is 41.
But again, Statman, at 41 years old, you got freaking six championships under your belt. You're going for numbers. You legitimately can win number seven.
Yeah, and right now he's the only one with that opportunity. He's the only one that, he's the only one that'll be in the Final Four, and obviously he's the only one, nobody else has six. He won five in a row. So, and what, 6 and 7 years? So, yeah, I mean, if he started, it all happened real fast. He's been down, shall we say. Last year, for example, he didn't get past the round of 16 in the the chase. So, yeah, I mean, but he's whenever he goes on the track, he's a car you have to beat.
Freak Nation, coming up in a moment, your Statman Scat. Some good news coming out of Global Rallycross. Yes, there is, and it's from your Statman Scat coming up in moments. And coming up next segment, some interesting stories coming out of Martinsville after the race with news coming out about three drivers that weren't feeling too well after the race, and something happened outside the track where a patron went nuts on other patrons. We'll get to that next. Speed Freaks Pits and the Lucas Oil Studios.
Good evening, my fellow citizens.
It's a Statman that's scared.
The Red Bull Global Rallycross Series will add competition for all electric vehicles. That starts in 2018, 2 years from now. It'll be a distinct standalone series separate from the supercars and GRC lights currently competing. I love this idea. The GRC is the perfect series to highlight all electric power. The races are short bursts of energy, meaning the cars can compete 8 or 10 laps on one battery. Battery charge. For a change, the GRC will have significance for automakers. Tearing up machines isn't as valuable as proving machines can perform outside of our wildest dreams. That could open up new cars for us to buy. There's already an all-electric GT series coming online. Now stepping up the idea to the rough and tumble world of rallycross is an excellent way of proving the performance of electricity. Let's hope this week's announcement isn't someone's pipe dream, that this actually happens and automakers give it their full throated support. Peace.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
Continental Tire is putting the passion back into driving with our line of extreme contact, ultra-high performance tires. Our engineers work tirelessly to give you technology-driven and award-winning products, surpassing the competition. We want you, the driver, to have the traction, performance, and comfort you require on any road your travels may take you. Continental Tire is engineering tires with extraordinary performance and reliability and putting confidence into driving. Technology solutions for every driver. That is our vision. For more information, visit us at ContinentalTire.com. Continental Tire. Innovative technology. Driving confidence.
Here's a Dave Despain tip. No matter how big your car or truck is, nothing in your engine takes more abuse than its oil. But with Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer, your engine oil will last longer to do the job it was designed to do. Protect your engine and offer peak performance. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer eliminates dry starts, lowers engine temperature, and prolongs the life of your oil up to 50%. Don't let your engine be caught dead without the protection and performance of Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at racetalkradio.com.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help you get where you need to go. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tell us how you're exceeding the limits on Facebook and Twitter. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's Kenny Sargent and Crash Gladys, and got to ask you something about buying a new car. Have you been putting it off? You refuse to blow your weekend going from car lot to car lot?
Come on, it's what you just did last year, Kenny. I remember specifically it was an entire week that you spent trying to find just the right model.
That's why I suggest you go to Vroom.com. That's V-R-O-O-M.com instead of going to car lots across the valley.
Yeah, bottom line, you can stay in your own living room. Stay in your pajamas. Just hit up Vroom.com. You find your perfect car, you finance it, and boom, it's delivered to your door within just a few days. It's that easy.
These aren't cheese corn used cars. Vroom inspects millions of cars from around the country. Vroom only buys the best of the best late model, low mileage vehicles. Vroom cars look incredible.
Bottom line, it's easy, it's hassle free, and it's high quality.
Check them out. That's Vroom.com. V-R-O-O-M.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks. Motorsports Radio Redefined.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Thank you guys for hanging around tonight in the Freak Nation. It's been a good couple hours here with you. About 30 minutes left in this bad boy. Got you Not Much Motorsports coming up. Drivers injured. Patrons injured at Martinsville. We'll get to that story momentarily. Thank you, Continental Tires, Lucas Oil, Cat Spot, for making this thing possible. Missing of the show, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Jimmy Johnson was here in the Freak Nation. Now, last hour we had John Force in here, and he dropped some news on us that kind of kick in the nuts, a good kick in the nuts, if there ever is one, about some studies some studies that he's been through, he's been a part of at his age. He's 67 years old, and some things that he's learned through these studies, through these physical studies with these legit doctors. Some of it started when, after his accident in 2007, and he'll talk about that in this soundbite, but it's about 3 minutes of John Force from our interview last hour where Crasher was asking him really about really what he's doing and how he's doing this, you know, winning here, especially in Vegas. He won this weekend in Funny Car Class, and how he continues to do it.
You are in the lead, and it's just, it's incredible. Like Kenny said, he picked up the phone with you, and John Forrest, you said, "I ain't dead yet." What you're doing is absolutely phenomenal for sports in general. How do we get mainstream people to understand this?
Well, I tell them, get off the couch. You know, it don't matter how old you are. I'm 67. But, when I crashed in 07, that's probably what saved my career, even though it broke me up real bad and I was in rehab. You know, it changed my lifestyle. And I'm in the gym. I used to joke I was in the bar every night for 2 hours, now I'm in the gym. But the point is, right now, Ron Armstrong started on a study with me, a month ago. And he talked to guys at Brigham Young and at Clemson, and they're doing a study on athletes, and they were kind of like, wait a minute, how old is this guy? But the stuff we've been learning, that I can do this at my age and longer. So, I'm Pete loves me. I'm staying with these guys, and I'm going to be racing a long time. And today, just to be able to perform with the young kids, I feed off of Hagen and Cap and my daughter and Robert Height and Worsham. I mean, they're all the future. But man, I grab that energy. They're going to put me in my place, and I just mentally say I'm not going to allow it. And they're great athletes. A lot of people say we're not athletes, and I'm not going to get into argue that. I believe we are, even at my age.
John Force, tell me more about this study with Ron Armstrong. They said they were surprised at your age and your ability to get things done in the driver's seat. Give me some specifics. What did they tell you about your ability to get the job done as a 16-time champion?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that I'm trying to learn, mainly about reaction. In other words, you look at the age from 6 years old to 12 and 15 to 18 and 25 to 30, 35 to 45, 60 to 70. They don't say that the mind gets any slower. That don't happen. Now, you can lose vision. Okay, that can hurt you for reaction. You can lose body muscle, you know, for reaction of responding to that. When you see that light come down, your eyes can go bad. There's so many things that go wrong. But the brain doesn't really change. In fact, they claim, unless you've had a problem or something, but the brain actually gets better because they call it experience. And I'm just in the middle of a study, got so much stuff to read, half the words I don't understand. I'm going back to college. You know, it's pretty cool. But just the things about response that, you know, hell, I never knew, but you take a person that, it would take me hours to try to give you some and I'd just be confused. But a person that's blind, they know that they have real good senses for smell and feel. And yet they're blind. Because they got to feel it. They got to hear it. So what they hear is so much better. You know what I'm saying? Because their senses have to work for them since they can't see.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how it works. So the things that I've learned in my time, that my senses are really programmed. I learned that they had said, in the brain, even when, why don't you wear earplugs? The guy said, that's unheard of. Everybody wears earplugs with that kind of noise. And I said, no, I want to hear my motor. And they said, yeah, but the brain is getting all that noise. I said, yeah, but that noise don't bother me. It's just noise. But it is to your brain because your brain is trying to process it. So get rid of the noise. It's just something else the brain don't have to think about. You've done it so long. You know, you take and put a gun up next to somebody's ear and you shoot it. They'll jump backflip. And yet, same thing with the race car. But I don't because I've listened to it so long. So they plugged my ears. And a lot of different stuff I'm doing, wearing monitors on my arms and on my wrist. They're putting me into the computers in the race car to see where my, not blood pressure, they want to know heartbeat, okay? And they want to know how fast that I'm functioning. See, I told you I'd be talking here for an hour.
Damn.
I know nothing about what I'm talking about.
It's amazing,
but it's working.
Though.
It's working.
And, of course, John Force talking about really how far the NHRA has come. Think about this. When we started Speed Freaks, if we brought this up about wearing monitors and, put earplugs in because you don't want to hear the engine because it's taking away energy from your brain. No. It's that, man. Think about NHRA from the 80s, the 90s, for that matter. Yeah, you're going to be wearing monitors. No.
Yeah, you're going to have this massive fitness regime. Wait, what? Huh?
You know, the bigger issue after a season of having events on live on Fox and on Fox Sports 1, they sold out this weekend in Las Vegas. So they don't have to worry about giving away the product. They still have a lot of people out there who will come once they understand and see the spectacle that is NHRA drag racing, where every race, every round matters who wins and loses.
Statman Crash Gladys, Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks on a Sunday night. Couple of things before we go to the next break. We've got news coming out of Martinsville where Russell Tipton of Smith Mountain, Lake Virginia, was outside Martinsville track and he was near the helipad and told FoxSports.com that at least 9 others were struck by a black Chevrolet SSR that apparently plowed into the crowd.
Oh, jeez.
He was plowed to the crowd. I mean, Russell Tipton was part of it. Saw this. He says that we were just standing there watching people get on the helicopter and what you have, and there was just a big cluster of people. Some guy, I don't know what his deal was, I heard him gas it up. He just run right through the crowd, running over people. It was crazy. Tipton also suffered only minor injuries with the mirror of the SSS at the SSR truck. I was screaming and yelling at people to get out of the way, and he run into the fence. I'm reading verbatim. I heard it. Nobody ended up getting killed. Thank God. Could have been a bad deal. I saw him going through all the people. It was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life. Joel Fulp, a witness to the incident, told FoxSports.com that the driver of the vehicle appeared to act intentionally. And this is happening after the Martinsville Cup race this afternoon. He drove right through us, said Fulp. He stopped and looked at us and looked me right in the eye, and he said, F this, and drove right down through the middle of the crowd.
Oh, my God.
Doesn't appear there were any life-threatening injuries. Those that could be evaluated and treated at the Martinsville Care Center were. Others were taken to Memorial Hospital. And in addition to that, three drivers were treated for heat exhaustion. Evidently, big-ass heat wave going on there in Martinsville. Michael Annette, Michael McDowell, A.J. Allmendinger were all treated at the track's infield care center, released following the race. Unusually hot weather conditions, few caution periods. It looks like Michael McDowell, not only was he treated in the infield care center for dehydration, but burns on his feet following the race.
Ouch. Quick update, statement from the track, Martinsville Speedway, in regards to the pedestrian incident. They said, quote, multiple individuals were struck by a vehicle and the driver has been taken into police custody. Several people were treated on site by emergency workers in the infield care center while others have been transported to a hospital. Kenny, you mentioned all that.
Yep.
We will monitor the situation closely with local authorities and work with them to provide updates. So it's just good that this guy is, he's hopefully going to be in jail.
Yeah, if you think about it, every one of us and every one of you listening to us right now, you've been to a sporting event or an event where at one time there are thousands of people leaving their seat, walking across streets.
Yeah, the event's over. You've got a mass exodus from a large grandstand.
Where at these events, Statman Crash, people have consumed thousands of alcoholic beverages. And you get one person that's full of hate, lit up, maybe had a bad morning at the homestead with the wife or the husband. And someone flips him off as he's exiting the area. This could happen.
Yeah, it could happen anywhere.
We've driven through some of those infields, and it's staggering that it's as sane as it is. I mean,
yeah.
the people are, I mean, at midnight, 2 o'clock in the morning, you could hear the woo-hoos and the, you know, the bottles breaking and all kind of craziness. But the people managed to stay somewhat sane somehow. I don't know how. But it's right on the edge. And evidently tonight they went over the edge. I mean, it's such a difficult time in America right now. There are so many people on edge that it doesn't take much to get them over the edge.
And we had this conversation earlier this week, Crasher, where there were two people in the last week that had a little bit of small road rage with me in the car. And there was one dude that, again, I believe I aggravated him because I wouldn't get out of the fast lane because he was coming up fast on me. I wouldn't get out of the fast lane because the car in front of me was slow as well, and I couldn't get over because... Regardless, so he got up on my rear, and being the dumbass that I am, I kind of tapped my brakes, and he could tell that it was kind of like a, you know, a brake middle finger, like, dude, get off, man! I can't even see your license plate in my rearview mirror. I have my daughter with me, my wife in the car, and you were probably sleeping.
I'm sure I was.
And once that happened, up came the double birds, and I could just see it was an aneurysm waiting to happen. You know, you could see his neck veins. It goes right to the point that Statman alluded to. I immediately thought, yep, that dude's a Trump supporter. I did. You know, the world's falling apart. Some guy won't get out of the fast lane. Have you? I want to kill you. I mean, he took his hands off the steering wheel, was driving with his knees, and was double birding me because I wouldn't move over. I wasn't going to move over because dude would have been in the same position I was in. There was a car right in front of me. Ah, nah!
Make America. You just ruined my day.
Make America great again. Just pull over.
Yeah, so I could get 10 foot further down the road and mad at the next car.
Brings me back to the conversation I had after that conversation we had last week, Crasher, where I'm in the fast lane and a person pulls up next to me, just sees me in the car. That's
Wait,
it.
You're in the HOV lane.
Yeah. Excuse me. The HOV. The,
yeah.
And
but there's nobody else in the front seat.
No,
with
no.
That's
so
why
they,
this person got
they're,
mad.
They're, what? Flipping me off. Hey, what are you doing, man? And I just kindly rolled down the back seat window and showed him my daughter. It's like, well, you know, they're probably thinking, oh, she's not big enough to be a person.
Right.
The second person in the car.
You know, we make all this stuff about the election on November 8th, and please vote. Please vote. No matter who you vote for, vote.
Vote.
But the crazy thing is that on November 9th, all the people, all the Republicans who said they're going to move to Canada, all the Democrats who said they're going to move to Canada, all the Trump supporters, all the Hillary supporters, all the police, all the Black Lives Matter people are all going to wake up on November 9th and still be faced with, what do we do now?
Yeah, it was a little discouraging. I don't think that's the word I want to use, but I can't think of another one right now. Hearing on the news over the last couple of days that there are several people in, on both sides, Hillary supporters and Trump supporters, who say that if their candidate does not win, they will revolt. They will fight back. It's like, come on, people. This is not what this entire democratic system was supposed to be like. I mean, it's gotten so evil, not just with the politicians themselves, because this is probably the dirtiest year I've ever seen, but with the people in and amongst themselves as well. I don't get it. Simmer down. Everybody's going to be fine. You make your own decisions in life anyway, and if you continue to make good decisions, your life will go in a positive direction. It will. You don't need to rely on Washington, for Christ's sakes. And just, people, simmer down.
Freak Nation, coming up next, not much motorsports, and a man stands trial accused of child cruelty for doing this to a boy's face. Something that I did when I first moved to Los Angeles. Huh? That's next. Speed Freaks Pits in the Lucas Oil Studios.
Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio, redefined.
Hey, cat people, Crasher here. Cat Spot is a company you need to know. Are you like me, tired of lifting heavy cat litter bags from the pet stores? Tired of all the dust and waste from clay litters? Finally, after years of substandard tries, there's an organic cat litter that works. Cat Spot litter eliminates nasty odors and absorbs better than any other product on the market. I know because I use it. Go now to catspotlitter.com. Sign up for just $15 monthly shipments with free delivery. Organic litter delivered monthly for free. catspotlitter.com.
It's called a tune-up in a bottle for good reason. One little bottle added to every tank of fuel will do the work of a team of mechanics. The powerful combination of oils and additives in Lucas Fuel Treatment cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system while increasing power and fuel economy because it's burning excess exhaust emissions. Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment is the best and simplest way to get your vehicle to perform at its peak and keep the army of mechanics away a little longer.
Are you tired of all the hassles that come with just shining your tires? Introducing the No Mess Tire Dressing Applicator. No mess on the rim, no harmful chemicals on your hands. Simply spray your favorite dressing on the specially formulated foam and apply with precision. Then store it away in its own unique case for quick and easy cleanup. Get four No Mess applicators now for only $9.99 at buynomess.com.
Through rain, sun, snow, and sleet, the General G-Max all-season tire will take you where you need to go. This ultra-high-performance tire will deliver the precision you require in dry and wet conditions and provide the top-level traction necessary to navigate in light snow. So let General Tire give you the comfort, performance, and traction that the Freak Nation demands. For more information, visit GeneralTire.com. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. General Tire, the official tire of Speed Freaks.
Introducing Lucas Oil Racing TV, your exclusive unlimited 24/7 motorsports app. Now you can watch all your favorite motorsports anytime, anywhere. Get the finest in grassroots racing, national events, live coverage, behind-the-scenes action, and interviews you won't see anywhere else. There's also automotive how-to shows and some of motorsport's biggest names like Dave Despain, hosting the legends and current superstars of racing. For more information, visit lucasoilracing.tv. Lucas Oil Racing TV. Grab it and hold on tight.
Hey, Freak Nation, it's time you clean up your tires and rims. So do it with Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine. It's an environmentally friendly treatment spray designed to give tires and trim a long-lasting, like-new shine. Use Slick Mist Tire Shine to remove dull, gray oxidation from bumpers, tires, plastic, rubber, and vinyl trim. It's long-lasting, UV-resistant, and helps prevent sidewall blowout. Log on to lucasoil.com for more info and pick up Lucas Slick Mist Tire and Trim Shine at major auto parts stores today.
Now, everybody needs a little motorsports fix from time to time, right? Well, then turn on MAV TV, a network with roots deep in the automotive world and an incredible lineup of motorsports events and exclusive automotive reality shows like Gears, Chop Cut Rebuild, Drag Boats, Off-Road, Sprint Cars, Motocross, Pro Bowling League. It's all on MAV TV. It's the answer for all motorheads. You don't get MAV TV? Then call your local provider now. For more information, check them out at MAVTV.com. MAV TV is motorsports.
Race Talk Radio is celebrating our 10th season. Tuesday night, it's Honest NASCAR Talk with the Thunder Crew, presented by CreateMyT.com, where your art design help is always free at CreateMyT. Every night, we'll have another type of motorsports for you to hear about, but one thing that never changes at RTR, we still feature the Speed Freaks every Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at RacetalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Speed Freaks, Motorsports Radio Redefined.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. 64.
Will you worry that you're not liked? How long till you break? You're happy cause you smile, but how much can you fake? An ordinary boy.
Going to a game 6 in Cleveland, baby. Cubs pulled off their first win at Wrigley Field in 60-something years.
Holy cow!
Cowboys, 35 seconds left, tied up with the Eagles. Cowboys have the ball on right around there.
Tied?
Yeah.
And it's almost midnight on the East Coast.
That's greatness.
Wow. Yeah,
Silver Man. Great show tonight. Jimmy Johnson was in here. John Force was here. We'll have it up on the website. Speedfreaks.tv. But first...
Not much motorsports.
All right, it's not much motorsports, and I kind of teased it about this UK man did something to a boy's face that I'd done.
I'm so curious to hear what this is.
A UK man has been accused of mistreating a child by breaking wind in his face. Gary McKenzie, 22, denied the prank was on purpose, saying he had accidentally farted in front of the boy's face, admitting it had been funny. Describing the alleged dirty prank, prosecutor Paul Abrams said the boy, who is under 16 and cannot be identified, had been lying down when McKenzie approached him. Abraham told Teesside Crown Court that if the incident had been in a rugby club after drinking 10 pints, it might have been dismissed as horseplay. The charge McKenzie faces states, you willfully ill-treated the child, namely by breaking wind in his face, in a manner likely to cause him unnecessary suffering or injury to health. The charge was brought contrary to Section 1 of the Children and Young Persons Act of 1933. Mr. Abrahams told the jury that McKenzie's act had been cruel and bullying. Also, it was alleged he wasn't the first time he'd done this. So,
hold on. Whose face did you fart in? You said you did this when
you first moved
to LA.
I admit it.
Whose face did you fart in? Lanny
would tell you what happened. I said, when I first moved to Los Angeles, Lanny, my best friend from Dallas, I moved out to Los Angeles. I was driving U-Haul truck, pulling Miata. Been on the road. We just came in from Las Vegas, pulling into Las Vegas right there off of Gower. There's a convenience store. And we pulled over to get us some, you know, candy and Coca-Cola or something like that. And we were standing there. I was in the candy aisle, and there were two young kids. They were probably 7 or 8 horse playing right around me, you know, bumping and stepping on my feet, just obnoxious little punks. And needless to say that Lanny and yours truly, our diet in Las Vegas wasn't that good, and we've been hotboxing each other all the way over the El Cajon Pass or whatever it is. And I still
15.
Had it. Yeah. And these kids were freaking obnoxious as F. I could still see these little bastards, man. And their parents were there. You know what? I don't even know where their parents were. Probably up in the third story, an apartment next door. And this little kid freaking bent down to pick up a freaking Nutter Butter bar or something, man. And I just cracked the loudest, stinkiest butt gas. I mean, it was one of the most proudest moments I've had in a long time. It was just about a 4 or 5 inch from the side of his face, and Lanny was standing right there. And just the fact that this kid turned around and acknowledged what I did was the greatest gratitude I'd ever received from anyone when I passed gas.
But, Mommy, Kenny Sargent got away with it.
You know what? If his mom and dad had any sense of well-being, they would have said, good on you, man. He deserved it. He was being a little ass. I mean, I can't even begin to imitate the sound. Certainly can't imitate the stink.
You're lucky to be here. If some kids you'd have done that to,
right?
You and Lanny would be. Remember those guys from Dallas who went through the Las Vegas pulling that Miata? Wow, whatever happened to those guys? They disappeared one day in Hollywood.
It's right there by the road that goes right up to the Hollywood sign. There's a convenience store there. I don't even know if it's still there, but we pulled in. Man, we needed some. Needed some liquid. Sure, we were hungover. God, felt so good. Crasher, you even talked about hot boxing yourself this week.
Oh, I had a bad week of gas. I
did. Statman, women don't poot.
Oh, we do. Oh. Yes, we do.
Oh. All the sisters I had, you can forget that. I got firsthand experience. We ain't got time. What, a minute, 2 minutes left in the show? We ain't got time. That just...
Oh, yeah. That's how we roll the Freak Nation. Everybody listening has a hot box story, whether you've done it to yourself.
Absolutely. I think everybody's done it to themselves.
Yeah. What?
I think, yes.
Oh, you mean, okay,
in bed.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, or in the car. Yeah, okay. I think everybody has hot boxed themselves under the covers. Or hot boxed themselves in their own car.
You know what, Crasher? Your gas is kind of like Henley.
What?
Henley, again, can be in another county and can still feel her kick me in the nuts. You can fart 3 days ago, walk in the room, and I can still smell it.
Stop it. That is not true. This past week, that was true. That is not true in general.
That's way too much information.
Damn it, man. Overtime for Cowboys and Eagles. Congratulations, Cubs. You're going to... extend your misery one more day,
oh,
baby.
Stop
one
it.
More game, excuse
stop
me.
Stop it.
The Cubs got them right where they want them now, thinking they're going to win.
Ah, man, for everybody here, thank you guys for sticking around for a couple hours. You missed, you know, go to the website, speedfreaks.tv. Before you do, shoot the juice to the moose and stat man.
Cut it loose.
Yep.
Motorsports Radio, redefined.